speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
What does 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14 teach about those who marry unbelievers? Are their children eternally lost? The immediate and overall context must be realized. If you read from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 and following, down through verse 9, you're going to see is that he identifies is that a husband and wife have an obligation to each other to sexually come together, and that God authorizes such action. Yet, as we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 and following, there seems to be a tension going on between the man and woman under consideration. And what is the tension? I believe in part it deals with the fact that she is a member of the church and he is not. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10, we see is that it's hard for the believer and the unbeliever to have relationships within the marriage as well as outside of the marriage. Why? Because we're both trying to go in different directions. The believer's trying to go according to godliness. Those who are outside of Christ are trying to go according to the world. And for that reason, it's not wise for those who are not members of the church, it's not wise for members of the church to marry those who are not members of the church. In this, Paul goes on to identify in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11, that if separation takes place, she, the member of the church, is to remain unmarried or to be reconciled to her husband. It's important also to point out that the husband is said that he is not to divorce his wife. Some people say is that God's laws pertaining to marriage, divorce, and remarriage, that they're only applicable to Christians. Friends, that's not true. God looks to the marriage relationship, and it's applicable to whether they're in the Lord or outside of Christ. In this, there's instruction given to both of these individuals. But note also what Paul says as you go down to verse 14. The unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the wife is sanctified by the husband. I believe that this is really what the question deals in and around with, also the latter portion that we will talk about here in just a few minutes. What does it mean as to the husband is sanctified by the wife and the wife is sanctified by the husband? I can promise you that it does not mean that the unbelieving husband is made spiritually right in the sight of God because he's married to this believer. It doesn't work like that. The way in which an individual is forgiven of their sin and brought into a relationship with God is whenever they have a love for the Lord, a belief in God, and they submit themselves to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin. Marriage is not going to accomplish that. What's under consideration here? If you read the context as it is given, I believe that it signifies that God recognizes their union as pure and acceptable. If they can scripturally be married, they are married not only according to the laws of the land, they are also married according to the law of God. While I said that it's not wise for a Christian to marry a non-Christian, it is permissible, according to the Scripture, for them to marry. Yet at the same time, I say that it's not wise because of the fact that the unbeliever can have that impact and influence to cause problems in the marriage because their thought, their direction is different than the believer's, and they may influence the believer or even the children of the believers, of the believer, to not be followers of God. What about their children? Their children, it said, they are holy. So we would understand that by all means, they're not eternally lost. Well, what does it mean that they are holy? We could also deduce and say it doesn't mean that they're saved immediately in the sight of God, correct? Not unless they're innocent, and then they don't need to be saved. They're safe. At the same time, though, I want us to plug in what we've said with regard to the union of the husband and wife. This means that they, the children, are the fruit of a legitimate marriage. The marriage is recognized, and therefore the husband and wife have, in a legitimate sense, brought children into the world, according to the standards that God prescribes for the marriage relationship.